Palm Sunday, and Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. He was riding on a blazing white stallion, the stallion kicking up dust as he triumphantly rode along. Jesus was looking for trouble. People stood in masses as he passed by.
They were in awe of that beautiful white horse. They were all struck even more by the man riding it. As Jesus passed by, you could hear people say, "Who is that man?" You see, there were bad guys, and they were all on the loose around, and Jesus had come to town to deal with them. A large crowd had gathered to see what the commotion was about. The stallion stood up on the hind legs, pawed with the front, and the horse neighed loudly, and Jesus rides into Jerusalem. And you could hear, if you listen, da-da-dun-da-da-dun-da-da-dun-dun-dun-da-da-dun-da-da-dun-dun-dun. Well, it's a great story, but it's not exactly the story of what happened on that first Palm Sunday. All Scripture, all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, record the real account of what we call the triumphant entry, what we recognize as Palm Sunday. Yes, Jesus entered Jerusalem, and he was welcomed as a hero. According to John's account, Jesus had just brought resurrection to Lazarus, who had been dead for days. The news spread all around, as you can imagine. This Jesus not only heals disease, those who are blind can see, those who are lame can walk, those who are deaf can hear, and those who are dead can be resurrected. Oh, that news reached Jerusalem. And even more, this Jesus had compassion. Compassion unlike anyone that they had ever heard. He had compassion on the poor and the prostitute. Yes, he had compassion even on the Pharisee, the lepers, the tax collectors, the sinners, and women. The crowd was so excited. The miracle worker, this one of great compassion, this one was coming into Jerusalem. And the text I read earlier was from Matthew. They waved palm branches as he came. They spread their coats along the road and they shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our King." "Who is this man?" they said. They welcomed him as king. Maybe he would be their king. Maybe this would be the one who would finally bring freedom. Freedom from the oppression of the Romans. Perhaps the long-awaited king would bring prosperity and peace to their troubled land. Oh, they cheered. But this king was different. Gospel accounts tell us of no white stallion, no show of power or strength. Instead, Matthew said he rode a donkey, an animal used to cart things from one place to another. Jesus riding a common donkey. And I don't think Jesus waved and smiled on this parade. His heart was heavy. It was Luke's gospel that tells as Jesus came into Jerusalem, he began to weep. He wept for the people. Oh, they wanted peace. But the peace he wanted to give, they could not hear. They did not understand. True peace, peace with God, they just weren't getting it. This king, no ordinary king riding on a donkey. Instead, this king has come to serve. A servant king, oxymoron, servant king. Who was this man? The Apostle Paul, sometime later when he wrote to the church at Philippi, described this servant king. king, Philippians chapter 2, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. The Palm Sunday King did not come to dominate and rule over others. He came to serve. Jesus always considering the needs of others first, even if it meant giving his own life. If serving meant laying down his own life, he would do it. Not my will, O God, he prayed, but your will be done. You've heard me preach often on John chapter 13, the servant at work, Jesus washing dust and dirt from the feet of his disciples, taking up the bowl, the towel, kneeling and washing feet. Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Savior, Jesus the King, Jesus the servant. But even more than that, remember the words of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took our pain. He took our pain and bore our sorrow, bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by God, afflicted by God, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord God laid on him the iniquity of us all. A servant, a suffering servant who would be marked and whipped and nailed to a cross, who would die a shameful death, the death of a common criminal, and he did it because of his love. The song said, because of his love for you and me, because of his desire that we would have relationship with God and not be broken and separated from God, the servant, suffering servant, died for your sin and for my sin. Who is this man? They ask. This is Jesus, the prophet of old. Yes. This is Jesus, the King. Yes. This is Jesus, the servant. Yes, the suffering servant. This is Jesus, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Lord. It's Holy Week, Palm Sunday. For some, especially students, this is a great week because Friday is the day off of school and you sleep late and you can make 4 days of school a lot easier than five. For others, it's a day of a week of, rather, but buying candy and making sure that you buy enough candy. You fill the eggs, and maybe you even remember how to dye the eggs if you have the vinegar and the right color and you buy the whole package. For some, this is the week when the pastor asks you to come to church a lot more than you want to, Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And then next Sunday, and as you leave, pick up one of these postcards. You can give it to all your neighbors. It just says Easter 10:30 April 21. Come back. Come to our church next Sunday. But on this Palm Sunday, let me leave you with three challenges for the week ahead. First, as you enter Holy Week, may you do so with a reflective heart. Remember Christ. Remember Christ Jesus, our Savior, who gave Himself completely and fully in service to you. You were in need. You needed a Savior. You were condemned by your own sin. You needed someone to stand in that gap. And Jesus did it for you. Suffered and died. This week, I beg of you, have a reflective heart as you look at the cross. Secondly, this week, this Holy Week, would you enter it with a repentant heart? As we reflect, let us not just reflect, but let us repent, envisioning what Christ wanted for us. He came to be a servant that we might serve others. We repent not so much of the things we've done. Probably need to repent of the things we have not done. Our lack of compassion, our lack of mercy, our lack of justice. We need a repentant heart for the things we've said, things we have not done. It grieves God this week. Reflect. This week, repent. But finally, as we begin this Holy Week, do so with a rejoicing heart. A rejoicing heart. Take time to stand before the cross in awe and in wonder, in repentance and reflection, yes. But don't forget to stand before the cross with thanksgiving and gratitude and praise to God. Don't rush through this week. Come back Thursday night and join us on Monday, Thursday, as we look at that new command as we share communion. Join us at 12 noon for a brief time of reflection and repentance. And yes, on Saturday, if you haven't seen children transform this cross with the flowers, they do it like that and then hunt their eggs. And yes, Sunday morning, join us. It'll be a Sunday filled with praise and celebration and victory and hope. Yes, we must have a reflective and we need a repentant, but we can have a rejoicing heart through it all because we know the rest of the story. We know what's going to happen this week. We know that Sunday is coming. Resurrection is on the horizon. We reflect and we repent, but we do so with rejoicing because the grave is going to be empty. The death is going to lose. And if you listen, you will hear. Jesus wins. He wins. He wins. You come Sunday. He is Jesus. Who is this man? He is Jesus. And because He wins, so do we. Let us pray. Oh God, we stand amazed. We stand amazed as we look at the cross. We reflect, we remember, oh, we repent, and we rejoice for what Christ has already done for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, Lord, let us not run through this week. Let us walk diligently, carefully, strategically, looking, hoping, and living in the hope of the cross, the power of the cross, and the glory of the resurrection. We stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, in whose name we pray. Amen.